coin and candle were all gone. But that weren't even the worst of it, you see. Cub paused for effect. 'Cause the lamps on the wall were burning blue. Graham, Jake, and Shep nodded to themselves. The three friends had grown up together, listening to Cobb's stories and ignoring his advice. Cobb peered closely at the newer, more attentive member of his small audience, the Smith's apprentice.
"You know what that meant, boy?"
Everyone called the Smith's apprentice boy, despite the fact that he was a hand taller than anyone there. Small towns being what they are, he would most likely remain boy until his beard filled out or he bloodied someone's nose over the matter. The boy gave a slow nod.
"The Chandrian?"
"That's right," Cobb said approvingly. "The Chandrian. Everyone knows that blue fire is one of their signs. Now, he was..."
"But how'd they find him?" the boy interrupted. "And why didn't they kill him when they had the chance?"
"Hush now. You'll get all the answers before the end," Jake said. "Just let him tell it."
"No need for all that, Jake," Graham said. "Boy's just curious. Drink your drink."
"I drank me drink already,"